Several local artists with notable track records will create unique installations for the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center. Illustrator and muralist Kristen Apodaca will be creating the Desert Bloom Zone installation, which will complement the exhibits designed exclusively for this project. Here to tell us all about this is Kristen Apodaca. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hey, Marina.
So you've been busy, huh?
Yeah, kind of nonstop, which is good.
And how does that work? I mean, talk to us, because being busy as an artist during a pandemic is not an easy thing to do.
It's not, but I think, you know, we're already at home. We're already kind of just being homebodies in general. So I feel like it forces you to utilize that time that you have. And just because you don't know when anything's going to get back to normal. So you just got to keep going.
Yeah. And you've definitely been doing that. I saw you had a show at Galleria Lincoln. Is it still up?
Yeah. So it'll be up for a couple more months. I think next month on March 13th, I'll be painting one of the shipping containers outside. So people will come see me in action, hopefully.
And I know that when you enter, there's a sign. There's a work of art that asks, are you okay?
Yeah.
So I thought I would ask you, are you okay?
Today I'm actually really good. Yeah. So that piece kind of came about just thinking about the interactions that we're having now. You know, it's over the phone. It's over video chat. It's, you know, I do a lot of snail mail now, but I feel like it just starts with that. Like, you have to ask yourself and you have to ask everybody else, like, are you okay? I think it's just a general reaching out of like, hey, I'm here. Are you here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. And then some days are different and better or worse than others.
Yeah.
So how did this project come about with the Children's Museum?
So someone sent me a DM on Instagram and they were like, you should apply for this. I feel bad. I don't remember who it was, but they sent me, you know, the call and I was like, oh, cool. And you know, I can do some of that. So I kind of did it last minute, but I applied and then I got the one that I applied for. So it was cool.
So did you put in for the Desert Bloom Zone? Is that the one you knew you wanted?
Yeah. So they send you information about the different floors and the themes. And so they give you the specs on what kind of work they're looking for. And you just kind of pick one or all of them.
And for you, what was it about the Desert Bloom Zone that called your name?
Well, it was for like the extra little people. So like newborn to like, I think it's 3 years old. So they're very like, let me touch everything. Let me look at everything. I just sounded fun. They're like little minis. So I was like, yeah, that one sounds great. And the theme is desert life. So plants and animals. And I was like, yeah.
That's totally up your alley.
Yeah. I was like, I've done a couple of desert plants before.
You're like, I could do this.
I think I've done that one. Yeah. So I drew something fun and yeah, I got accepted. So it was rad.
So last time you and I talked, because your work very much is black and white, but last time we talked and you were going to like, ooh, dabble in color, and you have.
Yeah.
Do you plan to go color for this or what are you thinking?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I am exploring a big color palette for this piece.
Okay.
There's a lot of colors happening. It's a little intimidating, but I'm really excited. But yeah, I think it was like 17 plus colors. There's a lot of colors happening. Yeah.
You're not messing around.
No, I just thought I would just go big.
I mean, why not? They're going big with the museum. Might as well go big with what goes in it.
I was like, that building just on the outside alone is already going to be amazing. Beautiful space. Yeah.
Do you know how much real estate you have in there as for your work yet?
Yeah. So it should be around 70-ish feet long by 20-ish feet high.
I feel like as a muralist, okay, a big wall, but isn't that like a really big wall?
I mean, in my head, I say 70 feet and I'm like, oh, 70 feet. But I know if I'm going to stand in front of it, I'm going to be like, oh, 70 feet. So, you know, in my head, I think it's still nice that I'm like, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
You're like, everybody's cool.
Yeah.
Are you okay? I'm okay.
I'm definitely going to be asking myself that while I'm on the lift, but it should be fine. So if I don't do anything larger in between, you know, the time I have to paint that space, then it'll be my largest piece, you know, to date. Longest piece to date.
Wow. And I mean, you've got some pretty long pieces, pretty large pieces. That's why I'm like, I know I see your work on large landscapes, but this is...
The one that's downtown on Father Ram, that one is like 50 feet long. So I was like, okay, you know, just tack on a little bit extra and that's how much space I'm working with. But it's also the same amount high. So... It's going to be fun.
Are you going to go straight to the wall, or are you doing parachute paint in the studio and applying?
No, I like being in the space. So I wanted to be in the space. So I just have to figure out a timeline with them about when whatever's going in and when it needs to be installed. So I'm going straight on the wall with that one.
Okay. All right. I can respect that.
You're going to live at the museum for, I don't know how long, but it'll be good. Not at the museum. That's me.
But talk about an amazing experience.
I'm super excited. Yeah. It's going to be a blast. And I mean, museums, you know, they don't really go anywhere. So that's why I was extra excited. Like, this piece is going to be in there for a long time.
Yeah. And it's indoors. So I feel like it's even more protected. I mean, we know your murals, they have a shelf life.
I'm using a lot of the funds, a lot of the budget on top of the line material so that they can wipe it down. They can clean it. Like, you know, the little ones can touch it and it'll still be kind of safe.
Any other considerations that you took into your work as you were developing it? I mean, I know you can't completely give it away, but what were you thinking about as you were coming up with your piece?
Well, I used to volunteer and teach a lot of little ones art. So I just kind of thought, what could I make that would be fun for them to kind of experience? You know, a lot of them are from El Paso, so they'll be able to see it. So I just kind of thought, like, what, you know, what are all those little people excited to see? And what kind of color palettes would they think are fun and stuff like that?
Do you recall, like, when you started appreciating the desert and the plants that we live with? I mean, I know growing up, it's like, I mean, I don't know. What's your experience with that?
My grandpa has always had like a mysterious, magical green thumb. And he is just like, you know, if someone's getting rid of a plant, he's taking it in. He's making it grow massive. If, you know, we would always have really nice, you know, landscape, front yard, backyard. Like, he grew all kinds of things. So, you know, I got to experience that at my home a lot because, yeah, you know, my grandparents are the ones that raised me. So we had a bunch of, you know, all these good things around.
So you, I don't know, I guess you're just more evolved, because as a kid, I didn't appreciate that stuff. Like, I didn't take the time to notice it.
I mean, I think, like, you know, if I'm inside all day, like, I can go to the backyard because we'd get such a good light from, you know, the sunset. So all the light would hit all of these crazy plants like so well. So just, I don't know, I guess it's just me wanting to draw all of those things. I was like, he's not a man that would always be gardening, but he had all these beautiful plants, so might as well go out and stare at them all.
What a beautiful gift.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the cutest.
So what else are you working on? Because, I mean, you've been busy this whole time, which is a beautiful thing.
I'm working on finalizing a design for La Semilla, the farm that's in New Mexico. I'll be doing a piece for them out at the farm.
More plants.
Yes, I'm so excited. They're like, hey, can you add more plants? And I was like, yeah, I was waiting for someone to ask. But it'll be cool because, you know, out there, it's kind of just super open and they have a lot of desert plants there that they like to talk about. So I'll be drawing some of those at the space. And honestly, I've just been applying for a lot of larger walls, using the time at home to just let's focus on applying for bigger projects.
And I know that you did some stuff for, was it both universities in the area or one of the universities?
It was UTEP and NMSU.
And you designed shirts for each one. Which one came first, can I ask?
In the beginning, they were like, you know, it was a company that's not from the region. So they wanted to use the same image for both. And I was like, I don't know if you realize, I don't know if you realize that we're rivals, you know, in the sports sense. So I pushed for having designs to be different. So I made the UTEP one, of course, first. And I was like, this is what I want to be on the UTEP one. And I made a different one for NMSU. And I was like, it'd be cool, like, if I could just, you know, kind of interchange some of the things that matter to us more than to them and just kind of keep it separate. And yet, kind of the same. So that one was fun.
I'm glad that they listened to you, because a lot of the times, yeah, they don't realize where we are in the world.
Yeah, they're like, you guys are so close, it's fine. And I was like, no, it's not fine. No.
You're like, no, that is not okay.
I was like, no, roadrunners are great, but we're going to keep them in New Mexico, even though we have them here. But yeah, that was just like my brain thinking we needed to have a little bit of separation. But that project was great.
And your Galleria Lincoln, you're still going to add or do more live painting out there? Is that right?
Yeah, so the exhibit is up for a couple more months. And next month on March 13th, I'll be live painting one of the containers. So the show will be open again, and then I will be live painting outside. And obviously, 6 feet apart, masks on. They're not letting a lot of people into the space at once, just because obviously the space is kind of small. Because I know a lot of people reached out and they were like, hey, I'm still kind of trying to avoid, you know, any unnecessary crowds, which I think is great. But they do take appointments. So if someone really wants to see it and have the gallery to themselves, they can contact the gallery and make an appointment.
Oh, that's awesome. And those guys are super flexible. I think Instagram, Facebook, whatever, they're super responsive.
Yeah, shoot a message and be like, hey, I'd like to check out the gallery space. Me or my family, or just, you know, however you want to do it. But they do take appointments for that.
You've got an awesome online store, right? So if folks want to order anything, that's
I don't like to keep a lot of stock, I guess, because then I start to stare at it and I'm like, get out of my life. So always limited quantity of everything. A lot of stuff tends to kind of sell out really fast, but I'm going to try and be better about that this year. Just have, you know, even small, more accessible, like put a stamp on it, send it out kind of stuff. So yes, I do have a shop. It's in my bio on my Instagram. I have the link there. So
tell us your Instagram handle.
My Instagram handle is my name, Kristin. Please don't call me Christina. It's Christin.m.a. If Woody Harrelson can spell my name right, so can you.
There you have it. And say it right, because I know that's a thing.
Kristin. Yes.
So today my guest has been Kristin Apodaca. We've been talking about her selection to be one of the artists that will be painting inside the El Paso Children's Museum and Science Center. She'll be working on the Desert Bloom Zone. Thank you so much for checking in with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck and congratulations on everything.
Thank you.